Masechet Baba Metziah, Perek Het Mishnah Gimel. A person who's borrowing something becomes responsible for that item the moment that he grabs onto it, the moment that he takes possession of it. Here we'll talk about what happens in a situation where he does not take the item directly, but the lender sends it to him through somebody else. We'll list six different cases where the lender chose the person who was going to bring the cow to the borrower and then tell us the halakha. Hashu'el et ha-para. Somebody arranges to borrow a cow. Veshilihalo b'yad beno. And it's sent to him by the lender in the hands of the lender's son. B'yad avdo. B'yad shiluho. Or in the hands of the lender's servant. Or in the hands of the lender's messenger. O b'yad beno. B'yad avdo. B'yad shiluho shel shoel. Or it's sent to him in the hands of the borrower's son, in the hands of the borrower's servant, or in the hands of the messenger. But in all of these cases, it's the lender who's arranging it. Maybe the borrower sent his son over there to arrange how things are going to happen, but it was the lender who decided to hand off the item to the son, or the eved, or the shaliach, the messenger, of the shoel, of the borrower, and then the cow died, vameta, and it died before it reached the borrower's hands, patur. The borrower here is exempt. In all of these cases, the lender was the one who chose who was going to bring the cow to the borrower. That person is therefore considered to be acting on behalf of the lender, and therefore it's still within the possession of the lender, and the borrower here would not be responsible for the cow until it reaches him, till it gets to him. Now we'll list six cases where the borrower chose the person to bring the cow, and therefore he would be responsible for whatever happened to it. Amar lo ha-shoel, if the borrower said to the lender, Shaleha li biyad beni, biyad avdi, biyad shiluhi, send the cow in the hands of my son, in the hands of my servant, in the hands of my messenger. Or, biyad bincha, biyad avdecha, biyad shiluhacha. Or the borrower said to the lender, send it to me in the hands of your son, in the hands of your servant, in the hands of your messenger. So the borrower is choosing here how the cow is going to be brought to him. Or in the following situations, she'amar lo hamash'il, if the lender said to the borrower, hareni mishalecha lecha biyad beni, biyad avdi, biyad shiluhi. Or the lender tells the borrower, I'm sending it to you in the hands of my son, or in the hands of my servant, or in the hands of my messenger. Or biyad bincha, biyad avdecha, biyad shiluhacha. Or he tells him, I'm sending it in the hands of your son, or in the hands of your servant, or in the hands of your messenger. And here's the kicker: ve'amar la shoel shalach. And the borrower consented. The borrower said, "Send it." He is now giving his approval. He wants it to be given to these people. V'shilecha v'meta. And then the lender sent it. And then the cow died on the way before it reached the borrower. Hayav, the borrower would be obligated to pay for the cow in all of these situations. The one bringing the cow is acting on behalf of the borrower. Since the borrower gave his consent, it's as if it's in the borrower's hands and therefore he is responsible for it immediately. So the borrower's obligation starts right at that time. But what about the end point? When does the borrower's responsibility on it end? So too, when the borrower returns the cow. If the borrower is sending back the cow with someone that he's choosing, then he would stay responsible for it until it reaches the hands of the lender. If it dies on the way, he would be responsible and he would have to pay for it. If the lender tells him, send the cow back to me with a certain person, and that person would be acting as the proxy of the lender. So if it dies on the way, the borrower would not have to pay because it's as if he already returned it to the lender. So everything flips really on the return. It's the same mechanism. Who's the one sending it? Who's the one giving over their approval? The same Mishnah would apply not only to the giving of the cow to be borrowed, but also for the return of the cow as well.